This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Many so-called dreamers have spent most of their lives in the U.S. They've grown up, attended school, held jobs, and some have even started families of their own. They've also lived in constant fear of deportation until former President Barack Obama implemented the DACA program in 2012. Now, those fears have returned, with President Donald Trump threatening to end DACA unless Congress comes up with a bill to replace it and address immigration reform. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger spoke to a dreamer who lives in West Central Illinois about the uncertainty surrounding her future.
She wants to be known in this story simply as Lisette. She says she's a college student who works at Walmart to help pay for her education. We talked at a Mexican restaurant and bakery on the downtown square in Beardstown. Lisette feels like her life has been in limbo since President Trump's announcement last September that put DACA in jeopardy.
We don't know if we should expect the best, if we should expect the worst. We don't know if we should have some hope. We just don't know how this is going to end.
Lisette says her family moved from Mexico to the U.S. when she was just 3 years old. She says her parents wanted a better life for their children. Lisette has called Illinois home for the last 17 years, and she has no memory of living in Mexico. Lisette says she learned from her mother when she was a teenager that she was not an American citizen. Lisette says it didn't really register at first, but it's become much more important to her.
Honestly, becoming an American citizen is a big dream. President Obama gave us a voice with DACA, but being able to vote would be probably one of the best things. Knowing that I can have a voice here, that would really, really mean a lot. And finally saying, you know, I'm American in my thoughts, in what I do, what I stand for, and just to be American on paper would be the cherry on top, I think. It would be a dream.
Lisette says she spent thousands of dollars on immigration lawyers, but she's been unable to find a clear path to citizenship for herself. As Congress negotiates DACA and immigration reforms, Lisette says if she had the chance, she would tell her congressman that dreamers contribute to the economy. She says they work hard and pay taxes, even though they don't get all the benefits citizens receive for paying taxes.
I don't receive any medical insurance or any aid for school, so I would tell him that he really needs to be by our side because right now we need it. We need a lot of the support, especially now that we're just kind of at a loss. We want to continue our education. We want to continue contributing to America. And I think the best way to do it is if he supports us and, you know, if Congress will pass a bipartisan bill.
I would say there's a lot of activity going on in Congress. So I'm optimistic.
This is Lisette's congressman, Republican Darren LaHood, who says he's talked with other dreamers about the issue.
What I've told them is we have, again, an obligation and responsibility to fix this problem. And it's not going to be done in a partisan way. It has to be done in a bipartisan way. And I have every confidence that we can do that.
But LaHood feels any agreement should address more than DACA. He agrees with President Trump's calls to also improve border security. And LaHood says a new deal must change the chain migration and visa lottery programs.
We've learned that those programs have let in people that have tried to harm Americans. And those need to be reformed and fixed as part of the immigration process.
Chain migration is when an immigrant comes to the U.S. legally, becomes a citizen, and then brings other family members to the U.S. The visa lottery program provides a limited number of visas each year to countries with historically low rates of immigration to the U.S. A visa allows someone to work in the U.S. without being a citizen. Someone selected through the program can apply for a visa but does not automatically gain entry to the country. Raphael Obregon of Macomb has a few other suggestions if lawmakers are going to address more than just DACA. Like Lisette, Obregon was born in Mexico City, but he is not a dreamer. Obregon came to the U.S. as an adult when he was hired by Western Illinois University. He's now an associate professor in engineering technology. Although he was authorized to live and work in the U.S., Obregon says he'd like to see the immigration and citizenship processes made less complex.
I don't agree with illegal immigration. I think he's wrong. But I understand it.
You understand it. Why?
Because it's so hard to do things the right way.
Obregon says there are so many different visas with so many technicalities and so much fine print, it's difficult to navigate yourself through the process. And legal assistance is not cheap.
Every time you have a conversation with a lawyer, it's accompanied by a check. We spent quite a few dollars in these issues.
He estimates his family has spent around $25,000 through the years on visa-related issues. Obregon says he and his wife arrived in the U.S. legally as non-resident aliens. They fell in love with Macomb and the U.S. Both their children were born here, and this is where they want to stay.
Macomb is a magic place to raise a family or being a young couple. And also, I have always enjoyed my work.
Obregon spent decades working through the legal process before finally achieving permanent resident status. Now he can apply for citizenship in another 5 years, assuming he maintains a clean record. And he will have to fill out many more forms and pass a citizenship test. He says he's ready to do all of that.
My interest is my family. And I was able to do what I needed to do to have something secure for them.
A poem called The New Colossus is inscribed on a bronze plaque at the Statue of Liberty. It includes the often quoted line, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free." Rafael Obregon and Lisette have each breathed freely in the U.S. for many years, but they've not been free to vote or enjoy the other benefits that come with U.S. citizenship. They hope lawmakers are ready to create a clear path to citizenship for those who've worked hard and contributed to the U.S. so they can continue to live in the place they call home. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.